5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and...
A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please do subscribe and hit that notification bell. If you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, discuss all things Orlando Pirates versus Mamelodi Sundowns, as it is a mouth-watering DStv Premiership encounter. So, on today's episode, I am going to do a tactical preview of that encounter. So, without wasting any time, let's get straight into it. So, the red team will represent Orlando Pirates, and the blue team will represent Mamelodi Sundowns. So, with regards then to Orlando Pirates and how they've been lining up, so we are starting to see consistency within the formation which they are looking to use, and it is looking like a 4-3-3, which is a hybrid at times of a 4-2-3-1. You know, that's what it's looking like for Orlando Pirates. And so in goals, we'll have Mpontjane, and at right back, Bandile Shandu. Hlatshwayo is the right sided center half. Happy Jell is the left sided center half. And then at left back, Paseka Mako. And then a double pivot of Goodman Musele and Abel Mabaso. And then in front of them, as the playmaker, you've got Ntsako Makubela. And then coming off the right side, you've got Vincent Pule. Off the left side, you have Dlamini. Or Dean Hotto can start on that side, looking to cause trouble for this Mamelodi Sundown side. And then you have Mabasa up front. So, with regards then to Orlando Pirates, they're starting to find form and consistency when it comes to their defensive acumen. You know, we're starting to see them improve defensively when it comes to certain aspects. And I think the key player in defense for them has been Happy Jelle. You know, I think he shores up that defense and he strengthens that defense, you know, in a manner in which ensures that Hlatshwayo next to him becomes very comfortable. Paseka Mako at left back looks tactically disciplined, and Bandile Shandu is then finding his way into this Orlando Pirates defensive side. So that is the back four of Orlando Pirates, and that's more or less what we're starting to see from a defensive perspective. And when we have a look at the build-up phase that is instituted by this these defensive players, you know, so whenever developing play and progressing the ball into consolidation phase, Pirates have looked very comfortable on the ball, especially when you look at Mako, you look at Jelle, and you look at Bandile Shandu. These are players who are very comfortable on the ball. So they are players then who assist this Pirate side with regards to nurturing play and developing it from a build-up phase and then working the ball into consolidation phase. And I must say that I am starting to see, you know, very, very positive signs when it comes to the passing game that is being instituted. You know, we are starting to see we're starting to see culture, we're starting to see that philosophy come to play. You know, they are now forming patterns and combinations of triangulation in the midfield in vertical zone 3. We are seeing them overload and occupy the half spaces where they look to play in those tight pockets of spaces, you know. So Goodman Musele is growing in stature, is a player that keeps improving. And yeah, so going into this encounter, it's going to be very interesting to see how he squares up against Mamelodi Sundowns. Because when you have a look at Mamelodi Sundowns and those players that they have, from a qualitative perspective, they tick so many boxes, and it would be a midfield battle. But when you have a very smart player in Abel Mabaso in there, you know, he is a player that can assist from a defensive perspective. And whenever you do then come up against the Mamelodi Sundowns, you are then obviously looking to nullify certain pockets of spaces where they're not able to penetrate and play that free-flowing positional football that they love to institute. You know, so when you're looking at the two half spaces and vertical zone 3, you know, you want to make sure that you're very solid, you know, and that you institute a very solid defensive block whenever Sundowns do get onto the ball and look to play, you know. And with Makuela, is a player who he's starting to get the hang of things, and it's looking really good, you know, for Orlando Pirates at the moment. You know, the type of football they play, you know, I've been impressed at certain periods and certain phases. They're looking very good, you know. And yeah, you know, so you've got your Hoto or Dlamini, you've got Pule, but the man that I would like to focus on is Utsegofatso Mabasa up front, who I think has been absolutely phenomenal and absolutely important for this Orlando Pirates side in the past couple of weeks with regards to the goals that he scored and ensuring that he wins those points for Orlando Pirates. So from a qualitative perspective, I think this is one of the best strikers we have in South Africa, a striker who we should be looking to thoroughly integrate into the national team. You know, I think that going into those World Cup qualifiers against Ethiopia, I think if we can have Mabasa as the target man, as the number nine, I think it would bode very well for our offensive system because of the type of player he is and the types of goals that he scores. You know, very comfortable with the ball at his feet, but also very good in the air, very aggressive. He holds the ball up and he brings those playmakers into the game. He brings Makubela into the game, he'll bring Dlamini into the game, and he brings Pule into the game. And so far, him and Pule have had a very good combination, especially when Pule goes from the left side. So we did see that Pule in the game against Swallows got into vertical zone one, one-on-one with Mere, cut back in onto his right foot, delivered a beautiful ball onto his head, and he finished. Against Chipper United, he did pop up into vertical zone two, which is that half space in and around this area where he was looking to take a shot at goal, but he found Mabasa. Mabasa controlled very well, which shows you A, the poise, the composure, and the first touch that he has from a qualitative perspective to put the ball down and then finish past Watenga, you know. So I think Pirates are looking very good. Mabasa has given them a point of reference, and Mabasa's playing really, really well, you know. Very excited then when we have a look at Orlando Pirates and what they could potentially do with their 4-3-3, which then transitions into a 4-2-3-1 at times. So it is a hybrid system. But let's move on then along to Mamelodi Sundowns, where we have a look at them and how they could potentially line up. You know, this is a star-studded side with a plethora of options. So what they would normally go with, you know, currently in goals, you've got Onyango, you've got Grant Kekana, you've got Rivaldo Kotsia, who drops in between the two center halves and then institutes that back three where he helps out, you know, from a defensive perspective and also from a build-up phase perspective, where he's able to start the play from deep and become a deep laying playmaker for Sundowns. As the left-sided center half, we have Rushin Duruk, very comfortable on the ball. He's done very well for Mamelodi Sundowns. You know, I think he's been absolutely solid. And then in the heart of midfield, you know, you've got Jali and Zwane. But you could also see Mvala coming back in there, you know, depending on his fitness and how far he is, you know. But that is another option, you know. But we'll go with Mvala and Zwane. Right wing back, Tapelo Morena. Left wing back, you've got Lila Kay. And then as the front three, you've got Shalulile, Zwane, and Serinho as... Zwane would start in the midfield with Jali. Then you'd have Serinho, Shalulile, and Erasmus, you know. So quality front three, you know, other players that you could possibly look at. You're looking at Umayema. You're looking at Kutumela as well. So those are other players that can also contribute and that can also start for this Mamelodi Sundown side. Look, there's so many options. In the heart of midfield, there's Hashim Domingo as well, you know. We all know the quality that Mamelodi Sundowns possess, you know. They haven't been playing the best of football, but they've been getting the results, you know, and when it matters, you know. And that just shows you, A, the level of experience, the class and the poise that they possess as a footballing side and as an institution, you know. And going forward, they will grow and they will improve, especially if they start with this lineup that I've just called up, because I believe that from a qualitative perspective, it ticks all the boxes. I believe that it's their best lineup. Another player who's back into full training is Nascimento, who could come into this lineup. But like I've mentioned, Grant Kekana and Rushin Duruk have had, you know, very solid displays in the heart of defense for Mamelodi Sundowns. So very difficult then to come and dethrone one of them, you know, as I think you'd like to continue with a solid pair, you know. So from that perspective, when we're looking at it from a qualitative perspective, when we have a whole look at the game, you know, you have a look at Mamelodi Sundowns, you have a look at Orlando Pirates, you know, you're looking at the creme de la creme of South African football with regards to two of the best squads in the country right now. Quality players on both sides, you know, a plethora of options. You know, you've got Fadlu Davids and Mandla Ngazi on this side. On that side, you know, you've got Mr. Mangoba Ngiti, you've got Rulani, and then you've got Mr. Steve Kompela. So, very exciting, you know, you've got two big footballing South African institutions going up against each other, both being coached by South African coaches. So very, very exciting encounter lined up, you know, as I look to this one. Mouth-watering encounter, as I think that this is the pick of the games for this coming weekend. And I think it's the type of game that, as a neutral, you're going to enjoy so much, you know, because of the quality that will be on display. However, then let's move into the extra time segment where we have a look at how the game could potentially play out. So I think for periods of the game, you will see Orlando Pirates penned in. You know, I just think from a ball possession perspective, Sundowns will have the lion's share. However, I wouldn't put it past Pirates, because I think at times they'll also enjoy possession. They'll also be looking to institute that free-flowing passing game, you know, and that carpet football, you know. But when you have a look at Mamelodi Sundowns and what they can do and how they can hurt this Orlando Pirates side is when they are camped in the opposition half. And they institute numerical advantage in vertical zone 3. They've got the double overload in the half spaces, both the half spaces, and yet they've also got the numerical advantage in zone 3. Rivaldo Cotier will often step in there, and then you're looking at 5 versus 3 in there, which then makes it very difficult for Orlando Pirates, you know, which then on the day will be a tough ask for Makubela from a defensive perspective. Can he drop into midfield and often look to help his defensive midfielders? Because it's going to be very tough when we have a look at what Sundowns normally do. And yeah, when we have a look at the Sundown side, I think going into this game, I think the key players were looking at Themba Zwane and were looking at Shalulile. You know, these are players who are looking to pick up with regards to their goal-scoring form and how they then institute that beautiful telepathic combination that they have, which normally then forms part and parcel of the beautiful style of play that we see at Mamelodi Sundowns, you know. And then when we have a look at Pirates, you know, they could catch them on the counter from this perspective. So as much as that this is a positive and progressive situation for Mamelodi Sundowns, but when you have a Hoto and a Pule, for example, the type of speed they have is so dangerous, because in behind they could hurt you. You've got Makubela on the break, who A, can pick the pass and very decisive in possession of the ball. So Pirates can also look to hurt them on the counter, but when we look at it in certain perspectives, Sundowns have at times been poor in certain defensive pockets of spaces, you know, and certain zones, you know. So Pirates, if they are direct, they could look to hurt them, you know. And I've also come to realize that at times they do struggle with crosses, Sundowns. So when you have a Mabasa there who's a focal point and a reference to say, okay, we've got a target man, we've got a number 9 who's very aggressive, can hold the ball up and very good in the air, you can always look to hit him. And he could always finish. So, Mabasa, the key player for Orlando Pirates. And then, The other key player will be Vincent Pule, especially when you look at how he can catch Sundowns on the break with his speed, but he can also hurt Sundowns when they're in their own half, because from a qualitative perspective, he does pop up into the half spaces. He does have an eye for goal as well, and he's also good in 1v1 situations. So that is, ladies and gentlemen, a tactical preview of this mouth-watering encounter of Orlando Pirates versus Mamelodi Sundowns. However, it wouldn't be a special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo without me giving you the prediction of this great encounter that we have. It's a blockbuster. It's the biggest, you know. No, I'm joking. It's not the biggest. It's not the biggest. You know, it's Pirates and Chiefs. That's the biggest. But this is still a great encounter nonetheless. And I think Sundowns will walk away with the victory here. You know, and very interesting encounter. Do let me know at home, what do you make of this encounter? Which players do you think will start? And some of the segments I went through, you know, with regards to the pros of both teams and with the cons, where the teams are struggling. What do you make of it at home? And who do you think walks away with this one? I think Sundowns will get the 3 points in this DStv Premiership encounter. Thank you very much for tuning in to yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. Signing out.